This podcast has been brought to you by Parkridge New City Ventures Townhomes, 10 minutes from SDSU. City Ventures builds attractive homes to fit your lifestyle with eco-forward features like included solar and Nest thermostats. Because building it forward doesn't require leaving the real luxuries of home behind. Homes starting at $879,990. Go to newhomeslamesa.com for more info.
Everyone, this is Born to Yap, our very first podcast episode by Maddie and
Ragini. Hi.
Hi, everyone. Oh my goodness.
This is crazy.
This is crazy. I can't believe we're actually doing this.
Yeah, this was kind of like a last minute decision, but why the heck not? So we're currently sitting in KCR College Radio's podcast recording room. It's very bougie. It's a lovely 9 p.m. on a Wednesday night, and yeah, I guess we'll get right into it.
So this episode is going to be about just our intros, our hobbies, what college life is like for us, but in the following weeks, we're going to be discussing somewhat deeper topics that I feel like don't get talked about very often, at least when making conversation with people, especially college kids, you know? So we'll be discussing things like emotions, the future of humanity in the world, friendships, top fives, which is where we just rank our top fives for everything, religion and death, love, trauma. And the last week is just going to be a self-reflection, but also we're going to have a super huge announcement to make at the very end of it.
Yeah, so definitely stay tuned.
Stay tuned, y'all.
But yeah, so our podcast is called Born to Yap. Clearly, that is because I'm a yapper and Maddie's a yapper. So we decided why not get an hour of airtime to do it. So
not even an hour.
Not even an hour.
2 hours.
2 hours. Yes. They gave us an obnoxiously large amount of time. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. But we can kind of do intros first and then talk about, you know, why we started the podcast.
Alrighty. Sounds good. Okay, shoot. Well, I'm going first. Hi, everyone. My name is Maddie. Do I say my last name?
Nah. Y'all don't get to
know.
No
last names. No. If you know, you know. That's it.
Extremely exclusive.
Oh, for sure.
Super.
For sure. But it's like, I'm with somebody whose name is very unique. So if you can figure it out, you can figure it out.
That's crazy. She said, stay safe to me, I guess. Wow. Throwing me under the bus. That's crazy. Okay.
Sorry.
So I guess you can see our dynamic already. Wow. I thought it was caring from this end.
We're best friends, guys.
I don't know about that one after this.
Whoa.
Okay.
Huge whoa. Okay.
Huge pause.
Stall. Everybody's stealing my bit.
She thinks she's so unique. Okay.
Why? Okay. Shoot. Am I giving an elevator pitch right now?
Yes.
Essentially.
Absolutely.
My name's Maddie. Oh, I almost said my last name. Oh. Hello. I'm currently a sophomore studying international business with minors in finance and honors interdisciplinary studies. I love working out. I feel like I'm constantly at the gym. I won creatine buffet, which was just a gym award, essentially. I love playing volleyball. I grew up playing volleyball and quit in high school after I didn't make varsity because, you know, I'm angsty like that. I was also a wrestler, which is really cool. And I just play a lot of volleyball in the meantime. I love to go to the beach and watch the sunsets by myself because hashtag single. We'll get more into that later. And I'm also a huge foodie. Like, huge, guys. You don't even understand how much money I spend on food every single week. But I really like to try new stuff, so that's why. And I really love to travel. Recently, I was in Malaysia and Thailand for winter break. Ragini won't hear the end of it.
Nobody on our Instagram will hear the end of it. So.
My Instagram. Sorry. That's true. Even on my Instagram, there's...
She's an influencer.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, facts. I'm a food content creator, guys. Actually. So follow me on Instagram at @m_ddyng.
That's crazy. You wouldn't give them your last name, but you would give them the Instagram handle. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
She wants the clout, guys. She's here for it.
It's not like they know how to pronounce my last name anyways, so.
Wow. All right.
Well.
Is that your intro?
Yeah, that is my intro.
All right.
Go for it.
We'll get into mine then. So, hi, everyone. My name is Ragini. I guess I have a unique first name, so. But I don't know. I've never met someone with my name, actually, so.
Oh, well. kind of.
I feel like that's my point. I've never interacted with someone in the motherland though, so maybe that's why. But yeah, I'm from India, so a lot of people ask me that, but I like to clear it up up front. But right. Yeah, I'm a fourth year. I'm a finance major. I'm an honors minor. I don't know why. We'll get into that later. But yeah, I'm a finance bro. Spent the past 3 years on campus here at SDSU. Started in the COVID year, so we'll also get into that. I have done a large variety of things in terms of like sports. So I was a dancer for about 10 years. I was a gymnast for 5. I was an ice skater for 3. I was a swimmer for 12, competitively. And then I taught swim for 5 years as well. So I did coaching a little bit here and there. What else did I do? I sang a cappella in high school.
What?
So, yeah. What? I guess we're bearing all of our secrets today, so might as well.
Okay, I'm a choir kid too.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yep. So, tenor for life. She's a soprano, which I have beef with, but.
Soprano too. Hey. Underrated.
Okay. Yeah, no. Tenors are where it's at. But yeah, in college, I have kept myself insanely busy, so I don't have to be alone with my thoughts. I don't have a waking moment to spare. So I've been in lots of orgs. I've done student government. I've done a business frat. I've done KESM, which is like more community service stuff. I've been part of cultural orgs, and I've also worked on campus jobs. And now I'm here at lovely KCR Radio, adding yet another thing to my resume, even though it does not need it. But
wild.
Yeah, I'm born and raised in San Diego and currently having a crisis about leaving my hometown.
Oh, yeah.
Because I do love the beach. I love anything water related. I kind of know how to surf. I'm not good at it.
Kind of.
Currently learning how to sail.
Right.
But yeah, so thought I would start a podcast to talk about all of these feelings and such. I guess we should process them, right?
Feelings.
And such.
Feelings and deep thoughts.
Whatnot. But yeah, so that kind of goes into like why we started the podcast and, you know, thoughts behind it was most of my collegiate career, I have not really gotten to know anyone on a deeper level. And this has been something that I've craved from like a young age. I love like really getting to know people. And for some reason, everyone here is pretty surface level. And that's not to say that they might not be interesting people. I just never get to hear about it.
Facts.
And I don't know if that's the same at every college campus, but me and Maddie be yapping about extremely deep things, and I don't even know why, but it's really enjoyable, so we thought might as well start doing it with a podcast. So
truth,
that was kind of my vibe on this. You got anything to add
on? Well, no, you basically said it all. It's been said, if you will.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Yeah, I feel like all of my friendships, I feel like I know nothing about these people, except for Rogany. I know her for sure.
That's crazy. Anyone else listening right now, I guess she doesn't know anything about you.
No, I'm mad joking. If I like really thought.
What a crazy thing to say.
No, but like I've just never gone that deep with people, except for that one time at your house. But like,
yeah,
that was the only time, and it's been 2 years, guys.
Yeah. I'm a facilitator of deep conversations. I love asking outlandish questions, so that's what we'll be doing here. But apparently there's a game. I forget the name of it.
The game, yes. The game is called We're Not Really Strangers. Essentially, we'll be picking out questions from the decks if we can find any that are related to the week's theme. If not, then we will consult the internet. But I'd say that the game slash the other one's called How Deep Can You Go, or How Deep Will You Go, something like that, also is very similar, so we could pull questions from that to answer.
Highly recommend. I've played it a couple times this semester, and it's been pretty good. I got to know some friends that I've like known for 4 years, and we talked about some things that we would have never otherwise talked about, and I feel like it's good. It's good to get to know your friends on a deeper level. It's good to connect and actually talk about things.
It's good to have discourse. Hashtag honors.
Oh, wow. Yes. So we are both incredibly interdisciplinary, and apparently we have so much discourse all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We've learned how to communicate on a higher level.
Correct.
On a higher plane of existence, if you will.
Yeah.
So
telepathically. I just speak directly into her mind.
Wow. Yeah, is that what we're doing right now? We're in your mind right now.
We're in your mind.
That's crazy. Also, side note, I've been sick for like the past month and a half, so I don't know how long I'll be sick on the podcast for, but that's also something you should know about San Diego State. Everyone is chronically sick all of the time.
Yeah.
And no one ever talks about it.
Yeah, because I think it's normal. Why is it normal?
Why is it normal?
It shouldn't be
normal.
There's
so many things that are normal on this campus, and I apparently like taking DayQuil and NyQuil every single day is like one thing that's normalized, but...
Oh, I feel like that's highly concerning.
I just saw a guy chugging it in the middle of the street the other day.
Chugging
it? Like on a skateboard.
On a skateboard?
Like I was walking outside the health center and I was debating getting some cough drops and he was just going at it in broad daylight. It was like 1 p.m. I hope he's well.
Sir?
I think about him a lot. I hope he's well.
I think about him a lot. I hope he's well.
I do. I really do. I hope he's well. But yeah, I guess...
Oh, goodness.
How goes college life, Maddie? I guess we've touched on it a little bit, but like...
How do I not?
How's it going?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, coughing break.
I'm so sorry. Jeez.
God.
How goes college life? I guess I'll just give some of the timeline. Freshman year, I came in not knowing anybody. And I only knew that SDSU had a bunch of stereotypes about it. And I was like, where the heck do I fit into all of this? Second semester of my freshman year, rushed a business frat with my friend. Shout out, Kiana. I miss you. I'm so sorry you didn't make it.
That's crazy. Wow.
Delete that.
The lore. It's not getting deleted.
Shoot.
This is getting uploaded as is.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not editing it. We're not editing it.
We're not fake like that. Hashtag be real.
I made it in. Made DSP my life. And it's been my life ever since. I met Ragini my fall sophomore year. And that's when we became best friends. And she essentially, under the guise of a interview prep, extended a hand out to me as like a friendship. And
I sneak attack friendship on people. It's something I do. It's very common.
And then convinced me to run for president like 2 months before we went to New York on this huge trip, which was so cool. That was genuinely one of the greatest trips / opportunities I've ever had in my entire life. That was cool. AF. That's not swearing.
Whoa.
Try me.
Spicy.
A little close. And then this semester, still a sophomore, but I am in my presidential term. I haven't had a mental breakdown yet.
Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing?
That's a good thing.
Awesome. Okay. Lots of things that are normalized on this end. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Yep.
I was going to say, I was like, why is that not automatically a good thing? It's because it's normalized. I'm so sorry if you have a mental breakdown every day.
Well, I'm not saying every day, but like I did when I was in student government, I did hear someone say like, if you're not having mental breakdowns, you're not trying hard enough. And that altered something in my brain chemistry. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like what a crazy thing to say. That's a wild thing to say.
What a crazy, but that is kind of how the grind set goes like on college campuses, I feel. But I'm glad you're doing well and coping well with
it. Okay, well now I feel like I'm not doing enough. Even though I literally just had to talk with someone about what I could do better today. Like,
you're doing great.
Liars. No.
I think it's also because like you don't have a bajillion things going on. Like you've kind of got like a focus. I think that kind of helps because, you know, I feel like there's a lot of people who do like four positions at once and then they're dying.
True.
But I think you've got this, which is obviously we're just sitting here chatting with our lovely listeners.
Right.
Well, no, it's just us in a box right now, but
correct.
Eventually this will be in someone's headphones. Mm-hmm. But, and then you've got that. So I feel like you've got a good idea of what you can handle.
Yeah.
Just healthy and good.
So healthy.
So healthy, so good.
Yeah, there's only like four things that I like really need to do. Like every day.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't have a bajillion things, which is really nice. Because I know I can't be spreading myself too thin.
Yeah, I think it's the fact that you're too healthy.
Oh.
It's like you're too aware of your needs and how to take care of yourself.
Oh, wait. It's, what?
Yeah.
Is that a, that's a bad thing.
Well, because no one else here knows how to do that.
Shoot, man.
Present company included. So.
I'm never finding love, guys.
Guys, it's, wow. Wow. We're jumping. We're jumping.
Sorry.
Yeah, it baffles me the way that she's a sophomore and I'm a senior. And, like, you just know. And I don't.
What do I
do? I don't have a clue.
Oh.
Life. I don't know.
You'll figure it out. I don't know what I'm doing, like, later on. Fair. You have a job.
I guess. Yeah, we can.
You have a job set up. Yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So yeah, that's how college life goes for me. I did a bunch of leadership, as I mentioned, stacked the resume, interviewed for like 6 months straight to get an internship because your girl had to pull through after making all those promises of, like, you know, having all this potential. Like, that'd be crazy if I just didn't apply
Facts.
Myself. So
Facts.
I was tweaking for a little bit. Bunch of companies rejected me, but we found one. They wanted me, so that's good. And now I've got a full-time offer with them in the fall, so hence the panic over leaving my hometown. But yeah, how goes college life? I think first year was super, super chill. So I'm also kind of young for my year. So
guys, she's 20 years old.
Yeah. Well, we're basically the same
age.
What
the heck?
She's 19.
She's supposed to be in my grade, or at least a junior.
It's fine.
But she's friggin' graduating.
It's all good.
What the heck, man?
What the heck? I ask myself that every day. What the heck?
Why did you have to go to college so early, bro?
Dude, it's because my parents wanted me to skip second grade. Don't ask me why. I don't know the benefits of that. I think it was because the Oceanside School District didn't have enough second grade teachers. I think that's straight up. There's others like me out there somewhere because there was a whole class of us that just skipped second grade.
Well, clearly because someone else in the chapter.
Yeah. There's a lot of us weirdos, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not calling you weird. I'm not calling any of these people weird. Probably.
Oh, I'm calling myself a weirdo.
Okay.
It's all good. I take it in stride.
Okay.
But. No, it was very interesting and I lack certain skills now. Like I can't write in cursive. I don't know, my whole life I'm like, wow, I don't know how to write in cursive. I can't read cursive.
You can't read cursive?
No, because I can't write it. I think that's like a logical,
yeah, no, that's valid.
I don't know, there was also like a really big school play in second grade and I wasn't in it, so I think that probably hindered my development somehow.
Oh.
Haven't figured it out yet. Never was in a school play. So
that's not like a bad thing. The school plays are always like cringy.
I don't know. I'm sure other stuff happened in second grade that I missed out on.
I was bullied in second grade. Whoa. Okay.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
Intrusive thoughts there.
I'm about to bully you right now.
Oh, God.
Intrusive thoughts.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Bullying's not cool, guys. Don't bully.
Yeah. Don't indulge.
Don't indulge? Is it like a luxury?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Don't do it.
Wow. Okay, Maddie.
Hashtag be kind.
Hashtag be kind. Hashtag be the change you want to see, Maddie.
Facts.
Be the change you want to
like
see.
That's like literally the slogan that I have on repeat in my head for this semester.
Be the change you want to see?
Yes.
Are you being the change?
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying so hard.
Apparently not having a mental breakdown, so.
Not having a mental breakdown.
Not hard enough, but. She's doing great. She's doing great.
She made me feel
She's
bad.
Being the change. She's being the change. It's all good. It's all good. But, oh my God, where was my point? Oh, my point was that I'm young. So, freshman
Facts.
Year, I was 16 going into college, which I highly don't recommend. Weird. Very strange. Decided to rush a business frat, which, by the way, it's Delta Sigma Pi.
Yeah, be so for real. There's no way you guys wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, if you don't. If you're like a listener who's listening in because you're not our friend. Thanks so much for being here. And DSP stands for Delta Sigma Pi. But if you are a friend, you would know because we never shut up about it. And or you are in it as well.
Facts.
But yeah, so decided to get into that and then also made it my whole personality, except we've been doing that for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a choice 16-year-old me made. Interesting. First year was all virtual, so literally made zero friends. Everyone always had their screen off or like their camera off or whatever. And I felt really bad for the professors because, like, other schools would do, like, cute things for their professors and, like, where everyone turns their camera on at the same time and everyone's holding, like, a nice note. Mm. Would never happen in any of my classes freshman year.
Oh.
Wouldn't dream of it. Like, crazy. But Yeah, so I had my honors classes online too, but I made the most of it. I got close with friends from like high school that, you know, didn't move away either. And so we made the most of it, but like missed that classic SDSU dorming experience, which I hear is lovely, by the way.
Okay. I'm in a special case because I don't have to deal with dorm bathrooms, like your typical share a bunch of bathrooms with your whole entire floor type of sitch. I have my own bathroom in my own room and my roommate's gone. So it's just me currently by myself. The only thing I have to do is clean my own bathroom. Yeah, it's really chill. Obviously, yeah, you didn't get that college experience, but promise that you're not missing out or anything.
Well, I meant like the freshman dorms, though.
Yeah, the freshman dorms, you still have to share bathrooms, my boy.
And I, you know, like the struggle, like it bonds you, I feel like. Like the hardship, I don't know.
Like, until someone like explosive diarrhea is on you.
Wow.
Literally.
Is that from personal experience? Don't tell me.
Not personal, because duh, I'm not in one of those dorms. From my friend, that's what he said. And that's crazy. Like, that is the most wild thing I've ever heard. But like, can you imagine coming back on, you know, a weekend or a Friday and like someone is just puking in the shower? That's apparently what the vibe is like.
That sounds plausible.
Even if you wanted to bond with people over the struggle, I don't think you actually want to experience that.
I don't know, but it's something about like just walking out and making friends. Like, I feel like so many people in my year just like see so many people around and they're like, oh yeah, like I was in this hall with them, or like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like you meet an overwhelmingly a large amount of people. And okay. Another thing to note, I am an extrovert. And so Maddie just made a face when I said that. And so meeting an overwhelmingly large amount of people sounds like a fantastic time to me. I think that's Maddie's worst nightmare.
It's not my worst nightmare, but even though I left my door open and stuff the first week or whatever, like I didn't meet anybody. Maybe when I was a freshman, like a few, and it's just the like the doors like around me, because I was at the end of the hall, so there's only like 2-4 other rooms next to us or like around us. Yeah, they were just acquaintances.
That made me really sad. I would have said hi to you.
Oh,
we were in the same year and
thanks.
Had the same floor, I guess.
I mean, I don't know. It is what it is. I don't really care. I've
She's
found
super
my friends.
Chill. She doesn't care. She's.
I don't care about anybody. No, I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I'm okay. Like,
she's moved on. She's processed it. She's healed.
Yeah, and I have other friends in other places. So who cares?
That's fair. Yeah, I guess. I ended up making other friends in other places, but yeah, I think it's just like so romanticized all the time, and like all the stuff that you do fresh, or like meal plan. Like, I never got to be on meal, and this is how I vicariously live through the first years of college through Maddie, because yeah. I use her meal plan religiously.
Correct.
But yeah, I never got to like experience what it's like to have to like stock up on meals and ration your dollars.
Oh my god, are we in war? Like, ration my dollars.
Go to the garden and, you know,
go to the garden.
Hit up the buffet. I don't know.
Guys, the garden is not that great. Unless they have like cultural potlucks or it's Taco Tuesday. The stuff is so mid.
But see, the grass is always greener on the other side, shoot. You know? Like, since I never had it, I'm like, whoa, it must have been so good. But I guess it wasn't.
No, you've had the garden now, so you actually
I have
an opinion about it.
I thought it was good.
Oh.
Okay, well, I guess that's a wrong opinion to have.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty okay, but...
pretty okay. See, that's the difference. Pretty okay versus good.
Okay, well, you told me it was going to be like... Because everyone's always like, oh, on-campus food, like, you don't want that. But I thought there was a salad bar. It was like... I think just, like, I'm a big... Like, I love... memories and experiences, like even if it's bad, like I would love to just experience it. So I'm glad I have now and I can say that I've done it. I think a lot of it's not like if it's good or bad for me, I just really want to experience it, especially if other people experience it. I'm like, whoa, what am I big on FOMO over here.
Oh,
don't know,
clearly.
If you picked that up yet. Yeah. Huge on FOMO. Like, I am easily persuaded
so,
to do quite literally anything.
If everyone jumped off a cliff, you would do it?
No, because I'm scared of heights.
No iPod till I die or whatever?
Actually, I have jumped off a cliff because everyone else did it, so I take that back. I did go cliff jumping last summer, And it was because everyone else was doing it. And I was like, wait, what if it's super fun?
And it was fun, right?
I was terrified the whole time. I screamed and not going to do it again.
Oh.
But did it miss out? Because I did it. So I guess, yes, if everyone else does it, then I probably will.
I went cliff jumping in a cenote in Mexico. And I was like replaying the video and low key. You're supposed to like cannonball and like stay in a cannonball. But I'm terrible at holding them. So I ended up like penciling in.
Oh.
And I was just looking at the video. I was like, dude, if I had gone any further, like I totally would have hit the bottom and that would have like really hurt.
Yeah, I like narrowly missed a rock. Like the jagged rock was right there.
Oh my God.
And like jumping off the cliff too, you had to get like far away enough from the cliff because it was like cutting in a little bit. And so definitely would have almost hit myself there too. So looking back, I am not agile or athletic enough to do that again, but everyone else did it. So
yay.
Had to do it for the plot.
For the plot.
Gotta do it for the plot.
Honestly.
But dude, I was doing my intro. Like I keep getting.
This is still your intro. Shoot.
Sorry. To yap, bro. Born to yap. Where is the intro even going?
You're just finishing out the rest
freshman
of college.
Freshman year. Rest of college. I was at freshman year. Excuse you.
Sorry.
Excuse you. She's trying to rush me. This is
okay,
the timeline of my life.
Continue.
Yeah, so made other friends. Basically, if you look at my calendar from freshman year, like I looked at it the other day, and present me is concerned for 17-year-old me because I literally had to block out time for lunch.
Oh.
Like, and this is when I'm sitting in my childhood bedroom. I had so many Zoom meetings back, but Lord knows what I was doing. I think I was on every committee and commission offered by the student government. And I was in like a first year leadership program and I was also doing CASM. I was also doing this thing called Active Minds, which is like a mental health org on campus. It's a lot of psych majors. So I did that for a minute. So I was just at so many meetings on like DSP wise. Like I really wanted to prove myself like so bad that I was just doing overwhelming amounts of stuff every day. And like even like social activity was like, I'm like a person that like Google calendars everything. So like I would have like Discord movie night on there. That was big freshman year. So
yeah.
I don't know. Kind of concerning. Definitely led into some unhealthy habits in terms of scheduling when we got to in person. Cause I was referencing myself in that I came into sophomore year with 3 positions.
Oh.
Like when I stepped on campus and it was like not a good idea at all. Like I was a VP of the Honors College. I was a vice commissioner of the student union, which was a lot of work. And then I was also like basically like head of the pledges for our frat, which is exactly what it sounds like. No, I'm not going to expand on that.
Pledge mom.
And I was literally 18 and I turned 18.
Crazy.
Sophomore year. So it was just like, and I didn't take into account that I had to like feed myself. It's crazy. Or like, the commute time too, I got so used to just clicking on Zoom meeting to Zoom meeting that I was like, oh dang, like
you can't,
you gotta like walk places, which is why I'm like stressed for like post-grad, because like low-key you're just doing Zoom meeting after Zoom meeting for work and I'm like, I'm just gonna go right back into that, but like for the rest of my life.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
My dad does that and I'm like, he's going through his midlife crisis though because he's also 50 or he's turning 50, so I guess that makes sense, but when I look at it, I'm just like, he already works from home and he's been working from home ever since COVID, which was 4 years ago, by the way. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it just never went back, huh?
No, he didn't. And so he just sits like, he now uses my room because I have a desk and it's reorganized and nice up there and he gets more natural sunlight. But he used to be at the kitchen table every day.
I don't know.
And I just don't know how you can sit in front of a computer for like the whole entire day.
It's kind of scary because I was like talking to my dad today and he was like, oh yeah, like this is your last summer and then like from here on out, like you're maybe gonna get 2 weeks off.
You're a slave.
Like a year, 2 weeks off a year, and like, you know, that's paid time off. And he was like, yeah, max you can bunk maybe in like another week, but you're gonna have to take that no pay.
Ugh.
And that's like low-key including when I'm sick, which clearly I always am,
right? So you're already you're done.
I'm kind of done, bro.
You're done.
So I was like, 8 to 5 every single day?
8 to 5? It's not a 9 to 5 anymore?
No, mine's an 8 to 5.
Why is your an 8? Why is, yeah.
Well, because 9 to 5 is not accounting for the hour you take for lunch. So if you have to work 8 hours a day, it's an 8 to 5, actually.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. So, but like, it's just that for like ever, which is crazy.
Ever?
But low key, like, I'd rather go into work than like have to work virtually, because like freshman year was rough.
Yeah.
Like, just because you don't really, again, you don't connect with anyone. Mm. And clearly we haven't connected with people in person, so like it was way worse online. So forget deep talks, it's not even like water cooler conversation or whatever. Like, it's not even like a hey, hello, how's your day been, you know, none of that. There's no dapping up of anyone.
Dapping up,
there's no high fives, there's no camaraderie.
All I do is dap up my bros.
You gotta stay dapping up the bros.
You gotta have like,
it's how you tell the bros like you love them.
The crisp clap.
Dude, ours are always so terrible though.
Ours are in between us, but if anybody else does it, it's usually a lot
better. I think I'm the problem.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the problem. Oh. Are you the problem for most things?
Yeah, I decline to answer that.
I plead the fifth.
I, no comment.
Okay.
My PR team will be reaching out. But yeah, so that was sophomore year. Junior year, I lived alone, which was kind of crazy. My roommate backed out on me last minute.
Oh.
So that was not good. But then I just had people over for like movie nights and stuff, and kind of got that connection thing going. So that was good.
Dope.
Then I studied abroad.
Yeah, you missed my friggin' semester, bro.
Yes, that was when I would have met Maddie. But I studied abroad in London for 5 months, and I have many thoughts on it. I miss it, but like also it was like solo adventuring, which I think you would love.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
I don't know. It was like super outside my comfort zone. But I think as a result, like I do crazy things now. Like I just like spur of the moment do stuff, which like I said, I'm a Google Calendar person. Uh-huh. And so like I think studying abroad is like I just kind of like do things now. I'm like, why not? You know, might as well.
Okay. So would you go to the beach with me after this?
Right now?
Yeah.
Like after we're done recording this?
Maybe.
Low key. Yeah, let's go.
That was a joke, but like I'm down.
I got class at 11, but that's fine.
I also have coffee chats.
Don't even worry about it. We're going to do it anyway.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I feel like I just take a lot more risks. Do you think you're a risk taker?
Depends what it is. So semi.
So if everyone else was jumping off a cliff, would you jump off a cliff?
Well, if it was cliff jumping, yeah.
Okay, but like.
And I have, so.
Well, like a metaphor though.
A metaphor.
Like, what if everyone else is doing something?
Okay, I've been skydiving, guys. So technically, yeah.
You have been skydiving?
Yes, I have.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean why? It was so fun. It was genuinely one of the coolest experiences I've ever had.
I feel like there's two
life.
Types of people. People who are sane and people who think skydiving is fun. And I stand by that.
I'm the mentally healthy one. I don't know why you're talking.
No, that, again, you keep saying things that negate that, though. So, I don't know.
Well, you're the one who said that I had the health going.
I take it back. I didn't know you had been skydiving. What did you like about it?
It was fun. Like, you get in the plane. I did it with my best friend, too. So that's why. So we did it together.
Okay, so if you died, you would have gone out together.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. We've made this, like, yep. Yeah, we've made the pact.
Okay.
We've also made the, if we're not married by 40 pact, we're
marrying each other.
Correct.
Okay. I feel like someone always lets that end of the bargain down, but.
Yeah. I don't know who it's going to be.
I hope it's you. That means I hope you find someone.
Yeah, I hope I find someone too. I just don't think I like the government that much.
The government? What does the government have to do with
it? You have to get your marriage papers. You involve the government when you get married.
Oh, goodness. I was so confused for a second. Okay.
Huh?
She doesn't like legal things.
Oh, no. I just have ADHD. And so when I connect stuff, it makes sense to me.
Right. And then
but for other people, it doesn't.
No explanation. Okay. So she's anti the government being in her love life. Now that we know that. What about the skydiving?
What about skydiving? Okay. So you get into a plane. Everybody's jam-packed in there. Like, it feels like, oh, you know the log ride at, like, Disneyland? Is it Splash Mountain? It's Splash Mountain. You're sitting in a log.
Okay.
Essentially, inside the plane, there's two logs on the side. Okay. Everybody is straddled over the log.
Is this sounding and appealing to anyone else?
And your instructor is, like, strapped to you, and they have the chute.
Oh, okay.
You guys are hooked. You're, like, hella tight. You're, like,
Sounds intimate.
Spooning.
Whoa.
It's low-key intimate. And I was like, hey, yo.
Okay.
Anyways, that's besides the point. That's funny. The ride up was really cool. I did it over Monterey Bay, so got to see all of the water and everything. Also, the drive down was just really peaceful and nice. Jumped out of the plane. The free fall is a very interesting experience. Obviously, the wind is going in your face, but, you know, after you get out of the my stomach is like flip-flopping portion, you're just falling and it's fun. I know that sounds really scary, but you're so high up, it's like you're good for a while. I think you're in free fall for like a minute, maybe 2 minutes, minute 30 seconds or something like that. So it's a relatively long time, and you don't even realize it's that short until afterwards. But then instructor pulls the chute, and you guys are just like hanging, and you're just like slowly drifting down, like side by side. The instructor will like, you know, like around, and then you, when you like touch base, you pike and you lift up your legs, and then they like swoop down and then hit the ground, and then you gracefully land, and it's very safe and it's fun. And you can do it by yourself without the person, but you have to have training for like a solid minute, solid amount of time.
That, yeah, none of that sounded appealing to me, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad it was a lovely experience.
I have photo evidence if you like really want it.
I'm so scared of heights.
So am I.
So terrified. You're scared of heights and you did it anyway?
Yeah. It was thrilling.
Whoa. Okay. I'm just not risky like you are, I guess.
Oh yeah, so back to the question. I'm hella risk. Does that count?
It might. Anyway.
Darn it.
Darn it. Gosh diggity.
Okay, that was hecka. Okay. What counts as a swear word?
This is up to like personal preference. Cause I know some people like say heck is also.
Heck. Oh my god.
Too much, but wanna keep this PG.
Sorry.
This PG.
I'm from the Bay, guys. That's why I say that word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be repping. I'm literally wearing a fleece that has the Golden Gate Bridge on it. That's how much I freaking love my hometown. I'm not even from SF. I'm actually from the East Bay. So
crazy. I'm also a Bay hater. So
what the heck? I
don't know what we have in common, but...
Wow, we have nothing in common.
No, we have tons in common, but like,
but we don't at the same time. But that's why it works, you know.
It does work. It keeps it interesting.
Facts.
Like, I don't think I'm really a foodie.
That's so weird.
Like, I hate spending money on food.
What?
Yeah, that's like one of my like anxieties, which you actually kind of help with, because like you're like, oh, let's go check out the spot, and I'm like, okay, I'll give you money for this. And then I have to like convince myself that it's like worthwhile. I think it's because I love cooking.
So like, I guess cooking I'm too, man.
I don't know. But like, doesn't foodie imply that like you like going out?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. I'm a foodie. So. Like, I made everything at home. But like.
Okay. I thought foodie was just like you love food. I just happen.
Who doesn't like food though? Are there people who just like would like to eat brown, tasteless mush every day? Like.
Just oatmeal every day.
Just like a power smoothie.
A power smoothie?
A protein smoothie. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
For your power.
Uh-huh. For your power. For your muscles.
Yes. For the muscles.
Yeah.
The gains. I don't even know how one of us has ADHD and that's I don't me. Know what I. Yeah. I think we should be talking.
Guys, this is my fault. I change, like, my brain connects things that are like only very loosely connected to each other, and that just completely switches the conversation.
And I just love talking about anything and everything, and I can argue and converse on literally any subject, so we end up in some interesting conversations somehow.
Need to get diagnosed. It's not diagnosed.
Well, I'm sure some psych student here would love to have a conversation with
someone
you.
Someone be my therapist real quick.
Isn't that me? I thought that was me.
That is you.
Yeah. I guess, and everyone listening is your therapist now too.
Yeah.
They can figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone start tallying every time Maddie switches the subject.
Shoot.
Everyone, let's start a running count.
All right. Well, the running count starts now. And I'm switching it because the next thing that we have is hobbies and life stuff that I feel like we already talked about that.
Hobbies and life stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, how is college? It's pretty life stuff.
That's true.
And
I listed off a bunch of my hobbies like when I did my intro.
Do you actually like, I feel like for me, at least in college, like I'll connect like both the topics a little bit, but like in college, I'm just like doing stuff. I don't know. Like I was just at home with my parents because I'm from San Diego. And so like I go back home, which is like 30 minutes away to like see my parents all the time. And like, they'll just be like, what are you doing that you have to go back to campus? And I was like, how do I even explain that I'm going to like have a podcast episode, you know? So I was just like, I have a meeting, guys. I got to go.
I have a meeting. But like,
I feel like every time I tell them, they're like, you're always just doing stuff. And like, post-grad, like, I won't have stuff to do. Like,
yeah, it's just work.
I'm going to have to like actually have hobbies because I don't think I actually engage in my hobbies in college.
Really?
I feel like you do good at that, though.
I do.
You be playing your little volleyball.
I be playing my games, my physical activity I be doing. Yeah, it's just creatively, I feel like I'm not doing very much.
It's like, in my honors class right now, we're doing like 8 dimensions of wellness or whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. It's very cool. But like, some of the wellness is like, it's like the normal stuff that you think about, like physical and like, emotional wellness and like social wellness, but then one of them was like intellectual wellness, and like the question was like, how are you gonna take care of your intellectual wellness after you're not in school anymore?
That's a really good question.
I don't know,
because I can only take care of my intellectual wellness if I have something that keeps me intellectually stimulated.
But does school keep you intellectually stimulated?
No.
Interesting. You don't think it does?
No.
Cool. I love school. That's like a big thing about me. I'm like a huge nerd. I love school. Like, genuinely, it makes me sad that I won't have classes anymore.
See, I would love school if the topics I was learning about actually mattered to my real life and or were interesting to me. I just don't find them interesting, which sucks. Which also makes me wonder why I'm even in this major.
But, like, has anything ever, like, stuck? But I feel like a lot of kids at this school, they're just, like, going through the classes because, like, they have to go through the motions. They're not excited about like whatever they're learning about.
Yeah, that's facts.
That's like pretty normalized.
They feel like they're not being taught anything,
which is sad. I feel like if we're paying this much money, we should like about it. I don't know. I'm like a huge nerd, and like I'm really glad I like finance. Like I'm a finance pro, but like I don't make my whole life about finance and stocks and like
it's not like market. High finance.
Yeah, but like when I'm in class, I feel like I genuinely enjoy every single one of my finance classes.
That's good.
Like I'm really excited to learn.
I feel like once I get there, I'll find something that I like.
Yeah, hopefully.
But just right now where it's GEs and stuff.
Yeah.
There's nothing super interesting. Besides maybe that one honors class, it's my 113 connection and commitment, I think, is the one that I had my presentation on. That was a collection of society, social media, self-reflection.
Interesting.
How all of that affects. People are laughing so loud outside, and I can't tell if it's from the building or if it's from outside.
No, it's like literally right outside the hall. This is crazy.
Seriously?
I wonder what everyone else is. See, FOMO. I'm like, what are they doing?
Oh, that scares me. Are we sure it's the hallway or if it's the parking lot?
I'm scared. We're not leaving this room.
I'm scared too.
We're just going to stay in here.
Well, we have it until like a while, so.
Yeah, guess we're just going to hang. Yeah, for like intellectual wellness though, like I feel like that's like another reason I really love having friends that I can talk about stuff with, because like, I don't know, like sometimes I'll be talking to my friends and it's like, okay, you can't always be talking about the next social gathering or like, you know, like just surface level, like how was your week? Like how's your day? Like there's only so long I can do that for. Like sometimes you gotta ask like, you know, tough questions, or like, you know, sometimes something happens to you and it brings up stuff from the past and you gotta be able to talk about it. And I feel like that's intellectually stimulating to me. And like, especially as someone who went into, okay, I come from an Asian family, and like, it was like pretty clear that like I had to pick a major. I'm like fortunate enough to be able to pick my major, but they were like, you got to pick a major that's going to make you money, which I think is a valid take. I think that's a valid take. That's the take I'm going to probably have. And so like, having like a humanities major was like out the question for me.
Right.
Completely out the question. So like even the honors minor is a little dicey because it's like, what really is interdisciplinary studies? It's basically humanities stuff.
But like honors on your diploma.
So but it's like honors. So it like it flies, but like that's kind of why I like having it, because it's like some of those like psychology or like some of those other issues that like I wouldn't really touch on in my own major. But like I love having those sorts of conversations with friends, you know, and like kind of talking about, I don't know, the state of the world or like why people are the way that they are or like how to be a better communicator or like those sorts of topics I feel like are intellectually stimulating to me. So as long as I have like friendships that kind of keep cultivating that. But I guess if post-grad, like I don't make friends, I don't know what we're going to do.
No, you're definitely going to make friends. There's just, again, going back to the like things that are normalized at state is that everybody just has very surface level convos. And so you just don't get that intellectual stimulation, but I'm sure you'll make friends and I'm sure people actually think deeply and analytically. So
I think they do here. Maybe I'm missing it. Low key, maybe I'm missing
it. I think I'm missing the right people.
The wrong?
I'm missing the right people.
Yeah. I'm sure they're here. I just can't find them. Like, I feel like KCR is like a dope org and like, I'm sure there's like cool people here, but like,
probably
until this semester I had not really heard of it or like interacted, and it's just kind of crazy like how much you can miss and like not even know you're missing. I'm going right back to the FOMO.
Yeah, like, okay, topic
there's
switch.
So much of everything that I might be missing, you know. I've been here for 4 years, I did so many different things, met so many different people, but I might have still, there's 36,000 people at the school. So
there's 36,
you know, like 000? Maybe the love of my life, maybe my best friend was here. Another best friend besides you, of course.
Love of my life. You're not finding your true love here at San Diego State. Be so for real.
He could be here. Maybe he's just, I'm here.
Yeah.
So why couldn't another person like me be here? You know, maybe I'm an optimist.
Good for you.
However, you not an optimist?
I don't think so. When I was younger, I was definitely a pessimist.
Interesting.
I feel like as I grew older, I became more neutral. I like tried to shift to more neutral, but I've still think I'm more, it's probably pessimistic, but I think it's realistic.
I was about to say, you're gonna say you're like a realist or something.
Oh my God. yeah,
I believe in being delusional, so
okay, well I'm delusional too, but like not like that much.
Staying delulu is the salulu.
So yeah,
it is,
and
I deeply believe in that.
So you think that you're going to find your love here in the next
I'm saying hypothetically.
Yeah, that's why it's a hypothetical, my boy.
Well, I don't want to count anyone out. You know, like there could be, okay, out of the 36,000 people I've met, let's say at most probably 2,000. Generously. That's pretty generous.
Okay. That's hella generous.
2,000. So there's 34,000 people that I never talk to. You know?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like even the perceptions we have about state are like based off of like TikTok or like these sources that are like, or like Greek Life. I know that's like huge, but like, didn't the stat come out that it's only like 2% of the student population or whatever that's in Greek Life?
Seriously?
It's something crazy like that.
No way.
I don't know. Don't quote me on that, but it's like, okay.
I mean, yeah, I guess if
given the amount of sororities, and sororities, there's like what, 300, 400 people in each one.
Yeah.
Max.
Right.
Like, it's a pretty small percentage. And like out of those like 300 people in that org, like they're not all active.
No, you're right.
You know, like they're not all active. So like really that perception of us is like so only limited to few people. And like every time I go even a little bit outside my comfort zone, like I'm in that sailing class, that salsa class right now. And like the people I'm meeting there, they're like computer engineers. Or like I met this one guy that's electrical engineering, and it's okay, like he's dope. Like, he's a cool person, but I never would have met him because we don't run in any of the same circles. So it's like, and he thought all business majors sucked. And I was like, nope, there's a few of us that are okay. So it's like, you know, I don't know. Perceptions are weird. Very strange. But yeah, FOMO of missing out on people. I love being an extrovert.
Ugh. Wait, we've had this discussion. You believe in right person, wrong time, right? Or do you think, do you believe that things are meant to be? Or like,
wait, so like, the question is, do I believe in right person, wrong time? In terms of like people in general?
Yes, but I think my question, I think my question was more geared towards like, is life like it is what it is and things just fall into place? Or do you make things happen? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Like free will?
Yeah. Free will versus fate. I'm like trying to think of a really specific word that I can't think of right now. Guys, I promise I'm really smart.
She's really, really smart. She's not like other girls at all.
Stop. Stop. That makes me feel dumb.
I'm a really big believer in like everything happens for a reason. Like I think that's like my main motto. That's my main motto. Is like everything happens for a reason. And like even like all the people who've like entered and exited my life, I think there's like a very specific reason that it happened. And like, do I wish some people were still here? Do I wish I would have met other people? Yes. But like, I think they've all served a purpose. And I think I'm able to believe so strongly in that because I'm sitting in front of you right now. And like, I literally was abroad when you came into my sphere of social interaction. Mm-hmm. There was little to no reason for us to become friends, but I kind of felt some sort of connection and so did you. And so we pursued that and we're not dating, guys.
We're not dating. I just stalked her on like every single social media or I added her on every single social media. Yeah, and she had no idea who I was.
She had me on Be Real like 6 months before I even knew who she was. And I was like, who is this woman on my Be Real right now? But yeah, like I feel like Matt was for a reason. And did we know 6 months ago that we'd be sitting here like having a podcast? Absolutely not.
No, that was not on the 2024. That was not.
I didn't even
know
I wanted a podcast.
Yeah,
like, I didn't even know. And then to think back that I didn't even know you at the start of this year, and you know, like now I have, you're such a big part of my life. Like you're pinned in my text messages. Like
yeah,
you know, your life can completely turn around. And like, I feel like that's for a reason. So I feel like if someone does exit my life or enter my life, like there's a lesson there. And every person that has like left my life, it's been like for a solid reason. And like, I'm not gonna repeat those mistakes or like circumstances again. So I'm like a big believer in like the universe. So I guess that's my motto. So I guess that is like kind of about me. What's my motto? So
that's a slay.
Do you want to like talk about your motto now?
Oh, what's my motto?
Do you have one?
F it, we ball.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No. Mine is like legit. Mine is shoot your shot.
Oh, you do say that a lot.
No, I don't. Really?
You say it to me. Because I ask you, like, should I do it? And you're like, shoot your shot.
Oh, that's facts. Mine is legit shoot your shot. Because the whole reason why my life changed. My life turned around. It's because legit I shot my shot. That's what DSP, that's how DSP happened.
Yeah.
Was I shot my shot. And I was... Dude, I literally cried during the last interview.
Yeah.
I cried in front of my panel.
Wow.
And it was cute. All men.
Oh, embarrassing.
A little.
I love men, I promise.
I miss Harsimran. Anyways.
Shout out Harsimran.
Shout out Harsimran because he was the one brother that I talked to at every single event. Or at least tried to say hi to him at every single event. And I think I did. And he also came to my... Oh, just kidding. I can't say that.
Yeah.
Huge boss.
Huge boss.
Not releasing the secrets of the fraternity because, I don't know, I'd get dropped
They'll
or something.
Yeah.
By nationals. Nationals would be like, dude, you're releasing your secrets. You broke the oath or whatever.
Yep. Can't be doing that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So that's my motto. And I've been continuing to shoot my shot ever since. That goes with love. That goes with school. That goes with quite literally everything because you only have one life.
Yeah.
So YOLO, I guess.
YOLO? That's your motto.
No.
Your motto is shoot your shot, YOLO. That sounds like a 2012 Tumblr quote.
let me put my side part in really quick.
Oh, yeah. The chunky jewelry. Get that owl necklace on.
What else did they used to
the
wear?
The scarves.
The like. There, we had some weird print too.
Oh, to go to college in 2012. That would have been a moment.
The heavy makeup.
Yeah.
The like the eyebrows on fleek. Stuff,
dude. King Kylie era.
I don't know who that is.
Kylie Jenner, like oh, when the, like the shot glass oh, thing,
oh,
like the
oh my
you, like
goodness.
Suck on a shot glass to make your lips bigger.
That was trend. A wild trend.
It was crazy.
Yeah,
crazy. But yeah, shoot your shot. I guess
Shoot your shot. I have shot my shot, guys. And it's...
And it's working somewhat, you'd say?
It works in some areas and it doesn't work in others.
Okay.
You know what other... You know what the other is. We'll touch back. We'll touch base later.
It's her love life, topic. Guys. Huge pause.
Huge pause. It's not that that person's ever going to listen to this, so it's not like they would know that we're even talking about it.
That's so fair. So fair. You never know.
Care. Regardless, nobody cares about me. The people that I want don't want me back. That's it.
Whoa.
That's it.
She's okay, guys. She's doing great.
I promise.
She's doing really good.
See, this is shooting my shot because I don't care what I'm saying on air.
See, and I think everything happens for a reason. So I think the love of your life might be listening to this right now.
Well, they're definitely not. So.
If you think you might be the love of Maddie's life, please contact her immediately. I'm going to drop her cell phone number.
For real. If I get a bunch of Instagram like followers because of... No, I'm kidding. Mad joking.
That's crazy. Us with our five listeners. Mad joking.
Please don't hit me up.
Maddie, I want the love of my life. Also, Maddie, don't hit me up. Do not shoot your shot. Even though I just said that's my life motto, don't make it yours. Don't make it yours.
No,
keep
please
that.
Shoot your shot. I'm tired of shooting my shot first. I'm so bold.
I do love that you're bold, though. You are bold.
Thank you.
I will say that. I feel like that's when like I was like, you know, I want to start a podcast. And like I heard about KCR and the fact that I thought you had to like, I don't know, like have clout within the org before they let you have one. Like, oh. I didn't know it was just like you just sign up for one and then you have it.
Dope.
I didn't know it was that easy. So, but like the first person I thought of was literally you. Because I was like, who would be like... You know, let's freaking do it. Like, yeah. who would say that, you know? I was like, Maddie. Maddie probably would.
Guys, I'm always down.
She's always down.
Always down for the brotherhood, if you will.
For the plot.
For the plot.
Do everything for the plot.
And because it's fun.
And because it's fun.
Podcast is fun.
It's a good time.
Exploring is fun.
Yeah. And, you know, somehow we managed to kill an hour without even, like, really thinking about it too hard, so.
Yeah, that's facts. I guess technically, yeah, we have 3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes remaining, but
I don't even know if anybody else has the room after this, though.
We don't really know how this works yet, but hopefully this will continue. And you guys heard our topics coming up for the next few weeks. I think it'll be good.
I think it'll be good too.
I think they'll be good. We're gonna try to do like a little bit of a deep dive, like I said, like answer some of those questions. And I don't know if we'll have guest stars. Maybe we'll, maybe we won't. Maybe just like collect thoughts from people on in general. But
yeah. Yaz did ask to be a guest.
Okay. Well, we've already got people asking to be guests because we're famous like that. So
facts.
If you also want the clout and all the Instagram followers.
No, we have clout within our frat, but that's about it.
I have clout on
Rangi
this campus.
Rangi has clout kind of. Yeah, AS, I guess.
Not really.
Not really
No
anymore.
One knows me there anymore.
Huge psych.
Dude, there's no permanence. There's no object permanence on this campus.
Object permanence.
We're
is
all
going to
be irrelevant
thing.
Really soon anyway. And that's crazy. But that's way too deep. That's way too deep.
Wow.
We'll save that for like the life and death episode.
Object permanence in life? Question mark. Shoot.
So shoot your shot anyway, because like no one cares.
Because no one cares.
Literally, no one cares. So just do it anyway.
Everybody is too stuck up in their own world, too self-absorbed, too. Oh my god, I keep dropping it.
Yeah.
Too. What's the word that I'm looking for? Too self-obsessed.
Yeah. Low key.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's why I believe like everything happens for a reason. Cause I'm like, who am I to say how this was supposed to go? You know,
facts.
Like who am I to be like, this is how it should have gone down. And like, I don't know anything. I'm 20, like, you know, so everything happens for a reason and just believe in the process. But, yeah, super cheesy line to end on. But, yeah, that's everything from me. Do you got anything else to add on?
I feel no. Like, I think that's it, just because we're... Oh, that clock is wrong. That clock is wrong.
That's a big LOL.
We're 2 minutes over.
Oh, my goodness. We've kept you a whole pause. 2 minutes extra.
Sorry, guys.
But, yeah, so I hope you enjoyed us yapping. This has been Born to Yap with Rogany and...
Maddie. And our next week, we're going to be talking about emotions.
Ooh, okay. Stay tuned, and we'll see you soon. Bye.